and WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Mike Ajaci. The White House says it's heard reports of the private plane crash in Russia, but don't have confirmation if the embattled leader of the Wagner Group was on board. Russian state media is reporting all 10 on board died.
According to Russian media, Russia's Federal Air Transport Agency says Yevgeny Prigozhin is listed as being among the passengers aboard a private jet that crashed in the Tver region on Wednesday. Prigozhin created the Russian mercenary group known as the Wagner Group, and earlier this summer led his men to march on Moscow in protest of Russian military leadership. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is in Atlanta and expected to be booked on charges in the alleged conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election. Former President Trump is expected to turn himself in tomorrow. Trump says he won't take the stage in Milwaukee for the first GOP debate. 8 candidates qualified. This is ABC News. Opening statements underway in the final trial in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 3 men are charged with providing material support for terrorist acts. Prosecutors say the defendants were angry over the governor's COVID policies. It's still a seller's market when it comes to homes, leaving many potential buyers wondering if things will cool off.
The median sales price of a previously owned home in the U.S. now stands at just over $406,000, the price increasing last month for the first time since January. Sales continue to fall thanks to higher mortgage rates and fewer homes on the market. When will home prices begin to fall? Unfortunately, if you're one of the millions hoping to buy, the National Association of Realtors says you might be disappointed. When interest rates begin to drop, you could see home prices start to rise even more in the coming months.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Hollywood Studios released the terms of a new offer to striking writers with the WGA. The union says the new offer does not address all their concerns. Ike Ajaci, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota school resource officers claim they're worried they won't be able to do their jobs effectively and keep students safe after a new statewide law restricting the use of physical holds went into effect. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's education bill included a ban for school resource officers from putting students in holds that restrain their head, neck, and most of their torso. The law includes exceptions for students and officers' safety, but officers are allegedly refusing postings because of a lack of clarity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating the Governor's Task Force on Workforce and Artificial Intelligence. The task force will gather information and come up with a plan to identify the effects of artificial intelligence in Wisconsin's workforce and how it could impact the workforce in the future. The goal is to ensure that along with the introduction of artificial intelligence tools to the workplace, Wisconsin workers and job seekers will still have ample economic opportunity. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On August 26th, check out the Amory Farmers Market. It takes place from 9 a.m. till noon. On August 30th, enjoy Michael Park and a free concert. It's Patchouli performing live at 6 p.m. On August 31st, enjoy live music from Alyssa Hansen Duo and a classic car show. It's at Amory Ale Works. That's from 5 until 8:30 p.m. And on September 13th, St. Joseph's Catholic Church is hosting Human Trafficking Awareness Night with special guest Ashley Moore. To get more details, log on castmn.org.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Avenue South in Minneapolis, or at LatungesPalette.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
What the F, man? It is the Matt McNeil Show, coming to you live from Bali today. Oh, man. All right, are you ready for it? Everybody ready? Moist. Yes. Oh, God. It is brutal out there right now. It was brutal this morning. Brett, what was the first time you poked your head out the door this morning?
About 9:30. Didn't feel good.
I let my dog out at 6:30 this morning, and the sliding glass door immediately fogged over. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Did your dog look at you like, seriously?
That's like, oh, all right, fine. I'll do this begrudgingly, but that's all you're going to get from me today. I was at the Y today. I got out of the Y at 9:30 this morning. It was 89 degrees and basically Bangkok as far as humidity. It was yikes. Oh,
you're thinking this is beyond southeastern United States.
Oh no, this is Savannah. This, you know, Savannah, if you go to Savannah in summer, you just kind of have to accept it. Which, by the way, have you ever been down there?
Not to Savannah, no.
No, go to Savannah. It's a very European style laid out city. So it has all these public squares and the trees are enormous. So there's lovely shaded areas and a lot of history about the area. Not just, sometimes you get in the South and they only concern themselves with the Civil War history, but a lot of Revolutionary War history and stuff like that that they have there. It's a nice city, but it's like this. This is summer in that part of the country, which is why I live here and I do not live there. Living there would be a touch difficult because it's on fire, basically. Ugh. What is it? We're not as hot as it was yesterday, but we're at 95. 96 is our high today. I think, what did we top out at yesterday? 99?
I thought some places broke 100.
Some places did. I don't think the cities did, though. Did they? Did the airport break 100?
Not that I remember.
We're 96 today, so a little bit cooler today. I will say it definitely starts to move on, although 90 is the high tomorrow. It's still going to be a little bit ripe. Saturday is going to feel freaking fantastic because it'll be 77 degrees. So just keep that in mind. It is also, our state is basically 40 degrees difference right now. Up on the North Shore, I think it was in Tofte, it's 59 degrees or 58 degrees right now. It's a 40 degree difference. That's nuts. That's what, 5 hours? It's 10 degrees every hour of driving, basically.
God, that's that would be a change to go same state, 58 degrees.
I noticed that a little bit when I was out west in the mountains, is that you'd be down in the valley and it's like, okay, roasting hot. And then you get up there and it's like, okay, this is kind of cool up here. You know, it's a little chilly. I can get it. And I'm like, okay, another reason why I don't live in the west is because, come on, pick a climate. Okay, pick a climate. Am I in the desert? Am I in the forest? I'm in the mountains. What am I in? There was a road there. I thought it was hilarious because it was one of the few areas in winter that would get snow. And quite literally, it was the only road to the other side of the mountain range. And so quite literally, even though it would be like 80 degrees and sunny in the valleys, it was snow there and they couldn't get through. It's like, who picked? Okay, come on. The wagon train, you got California all the way out there. Just take it the rest of the way. You know, what are you doing? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. The Twins game, I was just thinking about the score here. 6-5, I think, is the Twins are still leading. But, yeah, after last night. I
hope they pull more pitchers.
He pulled him at 78 pitches.
After he retired eight straight.
He retired eight straight, pulled him at 78 pitches. What are you doing, you freaking idiot?
Well, I saw his explanation. Well, he's reaching his innings limit. He's never thrown that many pitches. Well, how is he ever going to throw that many pitches if you never let him throw that many pitches?
Rocco doesn't. He doesn't know.
The logic makes no sense.
He doesn't know how to manage. I mean, we are literally in the first round of the playoffs just going to get outmanaged, not by anyone else, by him. You know what? I think I need to pull my starter in the third inning. That's a great idea. With that bullpen, good thinking. They might win today. They got the Texas Rangers. I'm going to guess they're going to lose 3 out of 4 to the Rangers at home. Because, you know, and once again, not because of the Rangers, because you know what we need to do here? I need to put Byron Buxton back in the lineup. You know, he's only hitting 180. That's going to help the lineup. That'll perk it right up. Joey Gallo, throw him on in there too. All these young guys are hitting the ball all over the place and they're AAA and all this. Okay, enough. Enough. I get criticized because I talk too much. Yeah, I know. I wanted to bring up two things to start the show today. The first is a photo I posted last night. Now, I went up to the Wellstone Memorial. Brett, once again, I'll ask you, have you ever been up to that one? This is the memorial, not the gravesite, the memorial.
Not that one, no.
This is up just south of Eveleth off of US 53. It's about 3 miles off of US 53. This is kind of near where the plane crashed. And, a very tragic accident there, a very sad accident. And they built a memorial up there, and it's quite lovely, actually. If you've never been, I do recommend going to it because, you know, Paul Wellstone was, you know, he was going to win another term in office. I mean, he was going to win another term, hands down. Norm Coleman was not about to beat him. And, it was just a tragedy that the plane crashed when it did. And the little memorial's in two different sections. On one section, it's a round trail that basically has a monument to everyone who was on the plane. And the other side is just a walkway out. And it's not to the crash site. I think you're about 2,000 feet from the crash site there, and that's in the middle of the woods. But you're kind of in the position where you're looking out to where that crash site was. I will say there is a path that goes out there, but if you do want to go do that, you do need to have hiking boots on, and you need to have, I mean, that is like Tickville up there. You need to long pants, long shirts. You know, you shouldn't be, that's not a flip-flops and shorts kind of walk. You need to actually be, that's a hike. So just keep that in mind. So this actually piggybacks on something that happened the other day or a few weeks ago when I was out hiking around, and I went to Tierney Woods Park. Now, if just a little bit of a background for you. Back in 2020, when the COVID thing came down, we sat here and was like, what can we do? And we basically said, well, we talked to the parks people, and they said, go to the parks. And so that's why we started going to the parks, hence where the calendar comes from. That was all park pictures, and we did that. But that was what I was doing, and we were getting out. I went back, and I looked at my amount of steps per week. My average steps per day back then was well over 11,000 because we were just going to parks all the time. And we'd go hiking parks just because it was the only thing you could do. And it got the kids out, and winter, summer, we did it all year that year. And kind of been continuing doing that. Haven't been doing it as much, but had continued to do that. One of the things that was really remarkable to me was very rarely did I ever come to any of the parks where there was a lot of maintenance issues or the trails were closed or something of that nature. It was unfortunate when I went down, Travis Dessous park down in St. Peter. And went down there, and they had one of the trails there that was completely blocked off. You know, that was trouble. I went to Tierney Woods, which is a Three Rivers Park System park. I just was there like 4 weeks ago. The park was half, there were like 5 trees down blocking the path there. One of them was pretty severe to where it was to get me, you know, it was a little bit of work to get me over the thing because it was a large tree. And I talked about this. I said, you guys are going to need to send someone out there to maintain these things because these parks are great. Their parks are magnificent. You have to have the people that are maintaining them. And I'm actually kind of stunned that the parks are not being maintained. That being said, this isn't a park per se. A few years ago, I was over hiking behind the Guthrie right on the riverfront, and I came across the 35W Bridge Memorial for the people who died on the 35W Bridge. And it was a freaking embarrassment. It was overgrown. It was dirty. There was graffiti over it, trash around, weeds growing out of everything. And I'm like, this was, what, 10 years ago? You know, wait a second. How in the world did this get so unruly in 10 years? And the good news is if you go up to the Guthrie, you can go out on that skyway and look down. They have cleaned that up, and someone is maintaining it now. You should not have memorials get that out of control. You shouldn't. Someone needs to get on out there. That's why it was somewhat disappointing to go on out to the Wellstone Memorial and find, you know, trees fallen, blocking the path on the memorial path there, clearly overgrown. One of the paths had not been maintained at all. There was a path that connected the round circle over to the viewing area. That had not been maintained at all and completely was overgrown. It was very unfortunate. It was very unfortunate. And I posted a picture. And I want to say this. This is not like, oh, Matt, well, the tree just fell down. Now that you could tell the one tree that was down had been down for a while. A lot of people had to break off branches and kind of walk around it. It looked like it came down with some other trees. And those other trees, I'm going to guess, was, you know, maybe a month or so. I mean, which is really unfortunate that no one had gone out there to do any basic maintenance of that memorial for a month. And I posted this last night just kind of, I was going to bring a little attention to it, ended up being a lot of attention. A lot of people were really bothered by this. And so it sounds like I know some people who are in the process of trying to get someone up there to maintain it and to get it cleaned up. I had an excellent suggestion from someone who said, why don't we get the Boy Scouts involved? This is kind of one right up their alley. They're always looking for projects and, you know, they can clean off the path and, you know, trim the large branches away. Perfect. That sounds like for if you're up in the Eveleth area, is it Fail Township? It's Eveleth, Fail Township by Wabix up there. Gilbert's up there. It's a little further south than for Virginia, but still, it's not that obscene of a drive. You could easily get down there from Virginia. It's off of US 53, like I said, right. It's about 5 miles south of Eveleth. That's where the memorial site is. A lot of people are upset about that. A lot of people are upset about that. And so I just want to let you know, I just want to let everyone know that although my intention wasn't to basically, you know, start any kind of, you know, four alarm fire with this, it does seem like some people are very upset about the fact that there's, you know, it hasn't been maintained. And I'm going to guess by this weekend, someone's going to get up there and get it cleaned up, which, thank you. That's the least we do. That's the point of it. The point of it is we have a memorial to remember the people that, you know, tragically lost their lives. Whether that's the 35W Bridge Memorial, whether that's the Paul Wellstone Memorial, we've taken the time to do something to set aside some space to build a memorial for these people. It does us no good to basically then just ignore it. I mean, that's just, you know, it shouldn't just be, well, that was 20 years ago, Matt. Come on. Okay, well, then did you just do the memorial to make yourself feel good at that moment? It's valid point. You have a sitting U.S. senator from the state of Minnesota who dies in a tragic plane accident with the wife and family, other staffers. It's worth the time to basically make a memorial. But it's only as good as the people who are tasked with maintaining it actually doing the job and maintaining it. Seriously. I mean, I have, it's one of the things I actually also, by the way, I was up there. I stopped by the Minnesota Veterans Cemetery just north of Duluth off of 53 there. And if it's one of the things, can I just tell you how proud as a veteran of the U.S. Army myself, as an American, to go in there and how pristine that small, it's not a, the biggest cemetery, doesn't have the most gravestones in it, but it's pristine. It is maintained, it's mowed, it's taken care of, the flowers are beautiful. I was in there for about 45 minutes. I was the only person in there. And it was pristine. That's a memorial. In that case, a cemetery too, but it's a memorial. You're paying tribute. That's, if you're going to do these things, then take the time and maintain them, please. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Well, I guess we are going to talk sports. I got to talk a little bit about what happened with the Lynx game last night. And apparently Chumbalone fans sitting behind the Dallas bench. We'll talk about that. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have wood stoves that qualify for the new 30% income tax credit, a great opportunity to get an efficient stove and heat with renewable energy.
Right now, avoid supply chain delays, avoid the fall rush, avoid bad weather installation, and save money because we are now discounting the price on all chimney parts you need for installation for any of Woodland's new stoves and fireplaces.
We can help you with the stove and the chimney planning. Want to do it yourself? We will help you determine all the parts needed with our installation know-how. We have been installing wood stoves and fireplaces for over 45 years.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. Save money. Take advantage of the spring and summer chimney discounts when you buy any fireplace product right now at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily, with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Okay, a lot of things I got to talk about really quick here. We've got Stein coming up here in the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes or so. We could be seeing Russia going into a civil war right now because, in case you missed it, Prigozhin, the guy that had Wagner, this is the guy that basically was back in June was running up to Moscow, and like the entire Moscow government fled, and was, you know, there was a negotiation, and apparently he felt that he could trust Vladimir Putin, and the Russian air defense apparently just shot their plane down, killed him, the founder of Wagner. Some other people, the Wagner military crews are not happy. And right now there's just, if you're looking at any of the things, especially the Ukrainian, the people that are following the military for the Ukrainian side and stuff like this, there's so much going on right now that clearly there's a frantic, I mean, frankly, Wagner wasn't being stopped the last time they were running up to Moscow. I don't know how in the world they're going to try to stop them there. I'll keep an eye on that. We'll get an update coming up here in the next hour. So on a far lesser scale of important news, last night, the Target Center, they had the Lynx played Dallas, the Dallas Wings. After a near collapse the one Lynx player had been ejected after the Dallas Wings almost climbed back to 9 points down with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left. After a series of official reviews, Lynx held for a 91-86 victory. "We were playing hard," said Nafisa Collier, who scored 29 points. She admitted that it seemed like the team lost its mind a bit late. "We're just not kept playing. We kept around. Revenge, the last time the Wings came to Target Center, they handed the Lynx the worst ever loss, a 40-point one-sided beating just before the WNBA All-Star break in July. On Tuesday, the Lynx left the floor bathing in the sigh of relief, and the Wings left breathing fire. After Wings forward Satou Sabally, Sabally, I think it is. She injured her left foot and ankle on a closeout by Bridget Carlton in a three-point attempt late. Three Lynx fans were ejected during the ensuing review that upgraded a foul to a flagrant foul that caused Carlton's ejection after the game. Sabally, who got up and made three free throws before leaving the court, ripped the hometown crowd by reveling in their pain. Disgusting fan base in Minnesota," Sabally said, posted on X after the game about the crowd of 6,921. "The schadenfreude and see someone get hurt and can't be an NBA culture, WNBA culture, terrible words from the sidelines all game long." Now, first of all, I'm sorry that this happened to you. I'm sorry that they basically, that's inappropriate that they're cheering on your injury, but screw you for ripping on Minnesota. Okay, just seriously. So three fans are being jackasses. Don't rip on the city. Don't rip on the state. All right. It's unfortunate. I'll be the first to say it. But and by the way, it's going to be time for you. We'll see how civil your crowd is, because there's a rematch between the teams in Dallas coming up here on Thursday, tomorrow night. We'll see how civil the Dallas fans are towards Minnesota fans. And will you be, yay, cheer on their injury, you hack? Will you? Because I'll be the first to say, no, they shouldn't be doing that. And a little note to everyone out there. If you are so wrapped up in a sports team that you are cheering when someone gets injured, you need to step back, reevaluate your life on a few different levels, okay? And reapproach things, because you're failing. You shouldn't be like that. It's not the WWE where the injuries are written into the script, okay? She got injured. That's unfortunate. How in the world do you walk into a stadium and like, I'm going to cheer if the other team gets injured? I mean, seriously. You do a lot more sports than I do. I mean, it's... This is not common anywhere around here, is it?
No.
I know that when there have been times when, like, Green Bay Packer quarterbacks have gone down and people cheer, it's like, oh, come on, grow up. Seriously, just grow up. Ugh. Flashpoint came with 25.4 seconds left. Minnesota up 6. Collier missed an up on a play. Carlton, trying to cover, was called for a second flagrant foul and ejected. Sabali's free throws made it a three-point game. On the ensuing possession, Dallas's Veronica Burton was fouled and made one of two free throws with 25 seconds left. Her second attempt missed and went out of bounds. Officials originally awarded the ball to Dallas, but only to reverse the call upon review. Then in order, Collier made two free throws with 22.76 seconds left for a four-point lead. A Dallas player hit a three-pointer less than 3 seconds later. Kayla McBride made two free throws with 18.8 seconds left. Collier rebounded in the ensuing miss. Afterwards, Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve apologized on behalf of the Lynx to both Sabally and the Dallas coach Trammell. So, it's really unfortunate that that's the case. I'm sorry you got injured. I am. I truly am. I have a daughter that plays soccer. She has torn both her ACLs. You know, it's no one's cheering. No one's happy. The one girl that kind of unintentionally clipped her and caused the second one was in tears on the sidelines, feeling so bad about it. No one should be cheering on an injury. And that's the reality. I'm sorry you got injured. Hopefully you recover. I'm sure you want to get back out there on Thursday to take on the Lynx when you're down there in Dallas. But that being said, and to the three players, good, you should be thrown out and you shouldn't be allowed back in there. If you have lost sense of reality that badly that you cannot basically go to a sporting event and not, you know, cheer on injuries, come on, you shouldn't be there. I'm going to presume it was beer. That's the only thing I'm going to presume, that there is an alcohol sale issue going on here. But don't rip on all of Minnesota just because of three people, because trust me, I could go to Dallas and rip on that city from the hundreds of people we could run into in that town.
Talking Cowboy fans, yes.
Well, Cowboy fans, I'm talking just regular citizens running down the street. Dallas is far from the pantheon of success, okay? And you want to go? We can go. Trust me. You know, it's yeah. I'm don't do that. Don't do that. And so, and by the way, now you've got to put your money where your mouth is. Now you got to hope your Dallas fans don't basically do even worse, to which you're going to say, well, it's justified when it's my fans. Well, because I'll be calling you out. I'll be definitely calling you out if it does get bad down in Dallas and you don't just condemn it with the same urgency that you condemn the people in Minnesota. 952-946-6205. Stein, when we return, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP. Or snapconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities, propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field, with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
Next Chapter Booksellers not only has a huge variety of books, but they also have many book clubs, too. Their newest club is the Romance Book Club. Their first monthly meetup is August 31st at 5 p.m. Guided by Next Chapter's resident romance expert Emily Kay, they'll be discussing Lisa Kay Adams' The Bromance Book Club. It's the perfect first pick for a romance book club. That's August 31st at 5 p.m. at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. Learn more about this club and others at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. An excessive heat warning remains in effect today as we expect sunny skies and a high near 96, then tonight clear with a low around 71. Latunji's Palette is home of the best peach cobbler in the world. Their social enterprise business is built with purpose and fortified with love. Come and indulge in their gourmet dessert sandwiches and coffee drinks, including vegan and gluten-free options. Located at 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis, or at latunjispalette.com.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books over at Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com, the Iowa Business Report, the Iowa Politics Report. Come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. And Jeff cannot explain where he was in the, if he was responsible for Prigozhin's plane crashing in Russia. Jeff, what is your response? What's your excuse?
Plane crash? What?
Well, okay, so what they actually did is they flew, if I understand it correctly, a building up high, and then the plane crashed out of the 12th story of the building up in the air and then fell into a firing squad. So purely an accident. I don't know why anyone's questioning anything.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
It's not that we're surprised that this happened.
No, not at all.
We're surprised that it didn't happen when he was being escorted to the other country.
Belarus.
That's what I expected. What I expected was kind of a Henry Blank goes back to the stateside when he left MASH and his plane was shot down mysteriously over, you know, Hawaii or whatever it was. That's what I expected.
I was going Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. We're not coming back. I was going to go with that one. But no, it was. That was funny because Huffington Post said, shocker. I said, really? Really? Was it a shocker? I don't think it was a shocker. I think I think this was going to happen. So this is a
time, darling.
I always got one. I always got one.
I just thought since you were talking about, Putin and Russia, I'd,
Is that moose and squirrel?
Natasha, is that miserable moose and squirrel?
Yeah, yes, that's
there,
it.
There. Moose and squirrel. Which, by the way, we've been announced that Bullwinkle just fell out of a 12-story building. So it's all our best. In Frostbite Falls.
The fact that you pulled Frostbite Falls out without even giving it a thought. That's outstanding. That's next level, sir.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a human being off the 12th floor. All right, so, okay. That all aside, we'll get to, because this is breaking, because everything is going crazy right now in Russia. I mean, nuclear weapons are being moved around, and the Wagner leadership is meeting. I'll try to give an update on that in the 4 o'clock hour, if there is one, whatever that is. But we got so many things to talk about. Okay, I want to go through the Trump legal roundup, because in each of these cases, well, at least in the three of the cases.
You have like music and a sounder and production for this, the Trump legal roundup. It seems like there should be some music, an introduction.
Well, there should be. Well, I mean, it's. I think we're in season six right now. I'm going to go to, let's go to D.C., the Jack Smith case. This is the insurrection case. Yes. I don't know if you remember, you and I talked about this back in probably been early 2021, maybe even, the week before, the Wednesday before the insurrection. I'm not sure, but it was bizarre. There was a movement by the incoming Biden team who replaced everyone on Joe Biden's Secret Service detail. I don't know if you remember this. I think it was December 30th or December 31st of 2020. They replaced it, and I said, that doesn't seem right. I've never heard of anything like that. And there has always been this connection between the Secret Service and Trump, which clearly went beyond what other presidents had relationships with. Now we actually, because Jack Smith has, remember the Secret Service said, oh, we just did maintenance and we got rid of every
text and email on January 6th.
We upgraded the system and we lost stuff in the transfer. Who hasn't lost stuff when they've upgraded their phone?
And they all happen to be on one of the more important historical days in the country's history. That happened. Well, apparently Jack Smith has found them. And he's found a lot of them. I'm not sure if he's found the text messages, but he's got emails. And we now know definitively that there were Secret Service agents who were in contact and working hand in hand with the Oath Keepers, at least in November of that year, of the 2020. And there's always been this question of whether or not, I mean, even Mike Pence wasn't trusting his Secret Service detail at the Capitol and refused to get in the car with him. He refused and stayed, which is once again one of the reasons why, you know, January 6th didn't end up even being more chaos. But, you know, this is scary stuff. The idea that maybe the Secret Service has been compromised.
If true, it certainly would be. Now, you forwarded me an article and there's a confirmation from the Secret Service that there had been contact. Okay, that already raises a red flag, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You know, and the fact that it was not just, oh, by the way, reporting that I got a call from this guy. It was part of what appeared to be an ongoing dialogue. They were already familiar, et cetera. So, sure, it raises some questions. We have said, I think, consistently, that the D.C. Circuit case is, in essence, of the four, the best case from a prosecutorial standpoint. And here's why. One defendant, you're not cluttering it up with co-conspirators, and it is a very limited set of charges. What, four, right? So as opposed to this clown car of defendants coming out at the courthouse in Georgia, because there are 19 of them, as opposed to documents and false testimony that maybe isn't false testimony or whatever in Florida and the stuff in New York, which is a state case, as opposed to those, that D.C. indictment is the one that is the most streamlined, and it could potentially be the most devastating. And you just added a few more logs to the fire on that.
Well, and that's Jack Smith's profile, is that he doesn't bring in a lot of extras. He gives you the meat and potatoes, and that's it. And he seems to have taken what the January 6th commission was doing, which was a lot of other stuff, and kind of really streamlined it down to here's the problem. And even I was watching a former GOP appointed district judge saying, you know, you people have to understand, this case has nothing to do with politics. This is basically a criminal act. And even he was saying that the way that this case is being presented in D.C. is very, very troubling, is going to be very troubling for Trump. That's why he wants to move it to 2026.
Well, he wants to move it to 2026 because obviously he will pardon himself by then should he get elected. The other reason, and I did not hear anybody say this, but I was waiting for it. I was waiting for someone on that side to say, well, they had 2.5 years to investigate and file the charges. We ought to have 2.5 years to plan our defense. That would be about the most unique argument you could find. And that's the only, I can't explain why else you'd say 2026, unless what you're trying to do is to do this, you know, preschool game of they got, you know, two more Cheerios than I did. And so, that's the only thing I can think of, because there's nothing magical about 2026, is there, other than it's the same amount of time from charging forward as it was from charging back to the original incident.
Well, I did have someone who I know who's a very big political person who says, you know, if you want to know how Trump just doesn't care about anyone else but himself, what does go on in 2026 will be the midterm elections. Mm-hmm. And of all of a sudden he's pardoning himself from things, it will wipe out the Republicans in that midterm election. And, you know, it's he's just pushing it down the road. He doesn't really care about the GOP.
Well, now you've got at least half the people on the stage in Milwaukee tonight who will say the same thing, that he frittered away every opportunity to build the GOP, and that's why there was not a bigger House majority in 2022, et cetera. The thing is, if he gets it bumped to 2026 and does get elected in 2024 and does pardon himself, it's going to be right away. Right. It's not like you're going to sit and wait. You're going to cut your losses. It's the night of the 20th, in between two of the inaugural balls, you're pardoning yourself. And so it will be removed in time from the midterm. But your broad point about who's going to bear the brunt in of any of those actions, it's going to be the people on the ballot in the next election, and he's not one of them.
We got to turn to Atlanta. And yes, it is a cavalcade, a clown car. It is. But I, funny thing, because some you and I both follow news, and I could not help but chuckle at this. So Giuliani comes out earlier this week, says, I'm broke. Now, I did take a private plane down to Atlanta today, so I'm not sure how broke he is. But he's put his $6.5 million place up for sale. He's trying to pull out money. And you find out that he's not been really paid by Trump. That basically Trump has been said that unless he wins, he doesn't get paid. He's gotten some money, but not a lot. So yes,
you're not surprised at that part, right?
Not in the least. Not in the least bit.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. I mean, like how many lawyers he has left? So many lawyers unpaid. It's not even funny. But you get yesterday. There's a story. I mean, that's a very public story. It gets a story that he's talking about meeting with Fannie Willis, and then by that evening, there's a fundraiser at one of the golf courses, I think it's Bedminster, that just got announced that Donald Trump proudly presents the fundraiser for America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. You know, it was clear. It's like, don't talk to her. We'll do a fundraiser. I'll get the good shrimp and the McNuggets. You'll have a good time. And it was kind of interesting to see frantically.
Look how crazy this is.
Yeah.
A co-defendant is holding a fundraiser for a co-defendant in a criminal conspiracy case involving felonies.
It's amazing.
When was the last time? I mean, where's the give, send, go account? You know, where's the GoFundMe account?
Just a picture of Giuliani with hair ink running down his cheek looking, please help. I need a change.
That's your T-shirt right there.
There it is.
You don't need the mugshot. You need the oozing Rudy shot.
It is interesting, too, though. Because, okay, clearly, my guess is Meadows is, if not already rolled, he's going to roll. But did you see the story yesterday about the former head of the GOP in Georgia basically doing the Nuremberg defense? His response is, we were following Trump's orders. I said, wow, that didn't take too long. He is trying to he's already throwing it all on Trump, which I think was a signal that he's more than willing to flip and get rid of his charges if it helps. Historically, I was only following orders is not exactly the defense you think it is, but it is already interesting to see that the head of the GOP, the former head of the GOP in Georgia, has already said, no, this is Donald Trump made these orders and we are following his orders and his lawyer's orders.
But who is he to give orders to the head of a state party?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the distinction between the Nuremberg defense.
Yes.
At least in some cases, it was soldiers in a military, etc. You know, Trump calling the head of a state GOP, and I understand it's the president of your party or whatever, but the commander-in-chief thing doesn't apply if you are a, quote, foot soldier in the electoral wars. So, I mean, the I'm following orders routine under penalty of what? I mean, following orders is literally a commander-in-chief telling a general to do something, a general telling a private to do something. That's following orders. If that's the best you've got.
Well, but he did put that in there. He did. I think the term is he's the commander-in-chief. Well, you're not wearing, a sergeant's, emblem on your shoulder. So you can't argue
that's
that.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, yes, he's the commander-in-chief, but I'm not in the military. Done.
Then let's head to Florida because here's another one. This was the story yesterday. The IT worker at Mar-a-Lago has basically changed his testimony that it was the federal charges brought against Trump on the month were largely on a testimony of a Mar-a-Lago employee who prosecutors allege were asked to delete surveillance footage subpoenaed by investigators. Immediately after receiving new counsel, Tavares changed his testimony and provided information implicating Trump, Oliveira, and Walt Nauta. Per the new filing from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office that identifies the IT worker as Trump employee number 4. You and I had talked about, he's not going to be able to corral the cats in Atlanta. He's trying desperately to corral the cats down at Mar-a-Lago with the documents case, namely that these two employees basically are not being let out of his sight, and they're being flown around wherever he is right now. This other employee, this IT worker, he had a Trump-funded lawyer. They got rid of that, and the minute they got rid of it and had a court-appointed federal lawyer take over, he immediately changed his testimony because clearly someone said, you're going to be the fall guy here. So do you really want to do this? I don't know with Cannon. Cannon is a loose cannon, but I mean, she's clearly trying to take a very different approach to this case than the other ones. I don't know what it does, but needless to say, it really does undermine his case that now all of a sudden, I mean, sure, you're going to get were you lying then or lying now thing, but that case is blowing up on him too.
All right. So the individual who changed his testimony.
Yes. Tavares.
Is facing charges or is not facing charges?
He was identified. It's testimony that I don't believe he's not facing charges right now.
That's the key. Now, this is the key. All right. And this goes along with what you're talking about. Originally, he's called in to give a statement. He has a Trump lawyer because, hey, I work for Trump. Can you help me out? Sure. Here's the lawyer. Here's what you say. So he dutifully followed orders.
Yes.
And then when it was, okay, you're not charged anymore, you're not going to be charged. The prosecution is looking at the statements and saying, okay, we can prove that you lied to us under oath. Now, you want to work with us and revise your statement. Okay, now here comes new lawyer who's like, you told them what? Okay, they have him dead to rights. They must, because you don't change your testimony on a fundamental item unless the prosecution says, we can prove you lied. So we're going to charge you with perjury. If you care to give a revised statement because you may have misstated a few things, then we'll take that. The revised statement is then what's going to be used against those who are facing charges. And to your excellent point about, well, were you lying under oath then or lying under oath now? Well, Your Honor, I was lying under oath then because the attorney I had, provided by defendant number one, advised me to do that. That's going to get past it, don't you think? I mean, if you're a juror, all right, Matt McNeil, common citizen, if you hear the individual say, yes, I did lie under oath originally, but I am telling you the truth now. And the reason I lied under oath originally is because defendant number one was paying for my lawyer and I thought that's what I should do. You're going to cut him some slack on veracity of statement, are you not?
You will. And here's the other thing, too. And you've talked about this. He said, mm-hmm. You've got boxes of documents. Someone mm-hmm. put them there. Someone's going to jail. And
they
so
did not just sprout.
Exactly. So someone's going to jail. This is why Trump is keeping these other two employees with him everywhere he goes, is because they're looking for someone to be the fall guy. This guy looks, he all of a sudden realizes, wait a second, the music stopped and there's no chair for me. You know, that's the case. All right.
And again, he's not the fall guy per se, but they are, because he wasn't charged, mm-hmm. but they're now saying, okay, we can't get the other two to flip. Right? The co-defendants with Trump. We can't get them to flip, but we're now going to re-examine your earlier statement, and that's going to be the doorway in. And so what he's doing is saving himself in an unrelated case, because again, the cover-up is always worse than the original crime.
We'll take a break. Come back. GOP debate tonight. We'll talk about that. Jeff Stein joining us on a busy Wednesday, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
To level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. In this radio show and podcast, we have conversations with heart-centered thought leaders to explore their pathway to becoming free, and we will shine a light on what has been hidden, often in plain sight, what they pay attention to, and how it has transformed them and others into a higher level thinking and feeling state during this time of great change. Explore being consciously aware, authentically free, and courageously sovereign with us. Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 950, and check out our early release episodes that drop Thursdays on your favorite podcast apps.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, August 29th for the Gut Buckets. Wednesday, August 30th, it's Annalise L. And on Thursday, August 31st, it's Carl Davis. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are highly recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Scott McFarlane over at CBS News has got the mug shots. Jeff, there's Rudy. He's not having a good day. Sidney Powell, not having a good day. Here's Jenna Ellis smiling like she's a frat girl at a party. And, there's Cheese Bra. Cheese Bra's got his as well. So they look so happy. Well, outside of Jenna Ellis, who actually does look happy about the whole thing.
She has no other look. Have you ever, and again, I've had her on the air, and I finally stopped because she missed hits and is much more concerned about, you know, her own image. You know, if this gives her more podcast hits, you know, hooray.
Hooray. GOP debate tonight, minus Trump. Oh. Already a lot of Trump fans out in Milwaukee protesting that he's not there, which is kind of an interesting. I hope maybe I got time to ask that question in a second. But this I think Christie is looking for a chance to basically make his argument. It's time to take the Republican Party back from Donald Trump. And sure, whatever else comes out of that, I don't know. But it's I think most eyes are probably going to be on Christie. What's your thought on that?
It depends on who's watching. I mean, the people in the auditorium are not going to want to hear negative things about any candidate because they want it to be sort of a kumbaya moment and let's see who can be vice president. I mean, that's really what it is. I've even seen people jokingly say it's the Republican vice presidential debate because the concept is who's number two. I there's no point to having this. The RNC should not be running this. The National Party should get out of the way. You're asking complicated questions and saying, all right, you have 60 seconds, 30 seconds for rebuttal. Shut up. This is a complete, yes. Is my radio station airing it live? Yes. Have I said on the air it's a complete waste of time? Yes. Period. Well,
I think DeSantis, the question is, can DeSantis pull out of his nosedive? I mean, and maybe it is, although I'm sorry, I see a room full of other people that's like, okay, fine, this guy's easy to take down. If you can just, you know, kind of knock him off his pedestal with pudding and Meatball Ron, well, then there's not much, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to come back up.
Robot Ron is going to come across as Robot Ron. That's what, and I just
that's
came
not,
up.
That's, not, that's, not, that's nice. I like that.
But that's what it is. I mean, you know, again, I've talked to him on the phone and it's like you hear a click before he answers the question. And I think it's the audio tape that is programmed to run.
Borgum might not make it because of a basketball injury.
Now,
which
now he says he's going to, you know, he's going to game on. He ripped his Achilles playing pickup ball with his a high Achilles tear.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. That's so apparently a bad one. Went to the doctor and they said, this is karma. You can't get people to donate money. So you say, you give me a dollar, I'll give you 20 in return so that I can meet the donor list. That's what he did to game the system. The fact if he had not been able to show up, that just seems like it would be fitting, wouldn't it? You're paying people to donate money to you so you can be on the stage. It just seems somehow fitting.
Quick last question.
Yeah.
if Trump is not the nominee, how much of the Republican Party stays home in 2024?
How much stays home and doesn't vote?
Yep.
30%.
Wow. You know, that will decimate him. Jeff Stein, once again, the Iowa Politics Report a little bit later on. Jeff, thank you very much. Hour two is coming up next.
The world has changed, our economy has changed, and now, more than ever, it's important that your retirement savings is set up to generate income, real money, in your bank account month after month while still controlling your principal. And that's what we do. We're Ferguson Financial. We set up people for retirement income. Call us today, 888-429-5569, and check out our retirement income program, Sunday mornings at 9.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are on at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We feature artists, musicians, raconteurs, private detectives.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.